now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big Friday edition on tap for you, and on the other side, I'll set the table, and then we'll start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we tell you the myriad of ways that you can listen to all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Attack, via your devices. And as always, it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that are separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, perhaps, and a few you can't. Be they Apple-based, be they Android-based, or be they Windows-based, it matters not. Or you can just go to iHeart.com. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, another app with great versatility. Android's fair game, Apple's fair game, Windows-based, all fair game. Or again, just go to TuneIn.com. They also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we do thank each and every one of those service people to their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Friday edition, start knocking things down, open the phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this bad boy off right after this very short timeout.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Pressure coming. Picked up Romo. Tries to slide out of the pocket. Chased down from behind. Great job there by the Seahawks of making sure he had absolutely nowhere to go before Cliff Avril got him, and Romo is slow to get up.
That was the call of the Tony Romo sack that knocked him out of last night's exhibition game versus Seattle, and that's the way we come back and get things started here on the Spano and Black Attack, that call courtesy of the Dallas Cowboys Television Network. We come back to the attack here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again to weigh in, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. Let's quickly set the table. And where we're going to start is with Tony Romo getting knocked out of the Cowboys' third exhibition game, their battle with the Seattle Seahawks. And we'll get into all the takeaways from that game, as well as quick thoughts on the other exhibition game that took place last night, Miami topping Atlanta 17-6. From there, we'll bounce it around the NFL. There are a lot of news and interesting stories that we're going to want to dissect as we move through the NFL, including this contract stalemate that continues between Joey Bosa and the San Diego Chargers. So the entirety of Hour 1 will likely be focused on the National Football League. As we roll out Hour 1 and into Hour 2, we'll move on from the National Football League and we'll dive into the latest in Lochte mess. And now it looks like charges are going to be filed against Lochte in Brazil for reporting a false robbery. And we'll dive into all of that and the latest on Ryan Lochte. In midweek, we talked about Lochte going from pariah to sympathetic figure. We'll continue that discussion to some degree. I'll weigh in my thoughts on these charges being filed against Ryan Lochte and a whole lot more. Then to take you home for the week at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net, joins us, and he's going to help us preview the upcoming college football seasons for both the Oklahoma Sooners and Oklahoma State Cowboys, both teams ranked in the preseason top 25 in all polls, and both are considered to be right near the top of the Big 12 conference. So we'll preview their upcoming big seasons with Joey McWilliams at 40 after hour number 2. That's 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But the place we're going to start is in Big D, Dallas, Texas. And as that highlight made clear, and I'll tell you right now, Tony Romo exits last night's exhibition game against the Seattle Seahawks on the Cowboys' third offensive play after being tackled from behind on a scramble by Seattle Seahawks defensive lineman Cliff Avril. Romo did not return. Dak Prescott took over and went most of the rest of the way. Got a ton of first-team reps, and that can only help him. But where I want to go is, and let's forget about it. We'll get to Dak Prescott as we move along in the hour. But the focus of this game and the big story, and biggest story, I should say, from this game was not Seattle beating Dallas 27-17 in the third exhibition game of the upcoming of the NFL season. Again, this is the one that's the dressed rehearsal and the one that most resembles a regular season game. But even with that being the case, the 27-17 Seattle victory, not the story. It's a preseason game. Doesn't count again. It doesn't count as far as your regular season record. So the realities are the big story and the biggest story of this game was Romo going down on the third offensive play for the Cowboys and not returning to the game. Fortunately for the Cowboys, the injury to the back of Tony Romo does not look all that serious, and all indications are his start of the season opening night against the Giants is not in jeopardy in any way. But every Dallas Cowboys fan has to be breathing a sigh of relief, as is everybody that's a member of that organization. Jerry Jones even said, I saw Romo go down and not get up, and I immediately started praying. Because they don't have a backup plan in Dallas for Tony Romo. Again, Dak Prescott has been incredibly impressive and is quieting all critics of the Dallas Cowboys front office and Jerry and Stephen Jones as it relates to them not getting a capable veteran backup should Romo go down. Dak has had a great exhibition season. But again, remember, exhibition seasons, the defenses are extremely vanilla. Should Dak Prescott have to come in during the regular season, he's going to see things that he has not yet seen. And I have a feeling the sailing, at least in the short term, wouldn't be so smooth. So if Romo gets hurt and has to go down for an extended period of time and is down for an extended period of time, I'm still a believer that the Cowboys may regret not bringing in a capable veteran backup for Tony Romo. But that said, everybody that's a fan of the Cowboys, everybody within the organization, they're breathing a big sigh of relief as the hit from Cliff Avril did not do any major damage that will keep Romo out of the season opener on Sunday night against the Giants. That said, could he have gone back in this game? If it was a regular season game, of course. If it was a playoff game, of course. It's an exhibition game. You just got done crapping your pants over the long and short-term future of Tony Romo. He says he feels better, and it was a near miss as far as the injury. In a meaningless preseason game with a veteran signal caller like Romo, there's no chance you're putting him back out there. He wanted to go back out there, get a little more work. Jason Garrett and company said, no, you're done. You're not getting hit again. You're going to be ready to go for opening night against the Giants. And I don't blame Jason Garrett. The fortunes of this Dallas Cowboys team hinge on Tony Romo. When you look at the division they're in, the NFC East, it is a mediocre division. It is a division devoid of great teams. I think the Eagles are going to be pretty bad this year. But when you look at, and I think they'll probably be the team that's in last place in the NFC East. When you look at the rest of the division, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Cowboys, these are all extremely flawed teams that, depending on injury and their fortunes, are anywhere from 7-9 to 10-6. I don't think any of these teams is better than that. I don't think any of these teams are true contenders to make a deep, deep run into the playoffs. And I think this is the kind of division that only sends one team to the playoffs. So with that said, even with some of the limitations of the Cowboys, and their flaws are really on defense, this is a team that has a chance to return to the playoffs out of the NFC East because of how mediocre the NFC East is. And all of the Cowboys' success, because of their limitations on defense, rests with their offense. So their signal caller, Tony Romo, is perhaps their most important player. And that was made clear last year, as when he wasn't in the lineup, they simply could not win games. And when he was in the lineup, they did win games. So, you know, if you're a Cowboys fan and you're a member of the Cowboys organization, you watch him go down, you take that big gulp and that big gasp. You're relieved when all is okay for Romo and he actually wants to get back in the game. But very wisely, you, of course, leave him standing on the sidelines so that you can be sure that he's healthy for game number one of the regular season, Sunday night, September 11th, against the New York Giants. And on the other side, you know, we'll talk more, get some more into Tony Romo, some more into the Cowboys, some more takeaways from last night's two games that kicked off week three of the exhibition season in the NFL. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this short timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Well, we continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And the focus thus far, the discussion is on Tony Romo and his near miss injury, as it were. He exits last night's exhibition game against the Seattle Seahawks for the Dallas Cowboys after three offensive snaps and does not return. Again, I say a near miss as far as the injury because, you know, while initially tight and having to be looked at by a team of physicians for the Cowboys, all indications were that he's fine and that he will be starting on Sunday night, September 11th in the Dallas Cowboys season opener against the Giants. But I guess where I want to go with the Cowboys is while Dak Prescott has been great thus far in the exhibition season, he's a rookie. It is the exhibition season. If pressed into duty, where he's going to see a whole lot of different looks than he saw in the exhibition season and things that he probably didn't see in college, it probably will not be a placid stream. And the ripples of Prescott having to enter the game likely could cost the Cowboys a playoff spot. While Prescott's success in the exhibition season has quieted a lot of critics, this is one critic it's not going to quiet. They still should have gotten a veteran signal caller in there early behind Romo, have him learn the offense, and have him be ready if Romo has to exit for a period of time so that the season is not lost. It's an NFC East the Cowboys are entirely capable of winning despite their limitations because it's devoid of a great team. And with a truly serviceable veteran backup, if Romo had to exit the stage for a few weeks, their season would not be over. I'm not sure that's the case with Dak Prescott. While the upside for Prescott is higher than any of these veteran backups that they would bring in, that's in the short-term future, a year or 2 years down the line. That's not now. And that's the reality. So while the impressive preseason for Prescott has quieted many of the critics of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys organization, it won't quiet me. Watch out how this all unfolds if Romo should get hurt. And speaking of which, I think it's likely that he's going to. We all talk an awful lot about the collarbone and the plate they had to put in and everything else. But let us not forget, this is a guy that's had two back surgeries in recent years. And as Babe Laufenberg, the former Cowboys quarterback who's part of the Dallas Cowboys television network, had stated a little later on after that Romo hit, and we played you the audio cut of the play-by-play describing that hit to Tony Romo. If Romo can't survive that hit on a scramble by Cliff Avril, how's he going to stand up for any portion of this season? So the notion that Tony Romo is going to find a way through 16 games is probably rather silly, because you have the rebuilt collarbone with the plate for additional protection, and you have an incredibly bulky back. For those of you that caught the game and saw the hit, it was far from a vicious hit by Cliff Avril on Tony Romo. A little bit awkward, but most quarterbacks that don't have the injury history and the back woes that Romo deals with probably get up, shake that off, and stay in the game. Not Romo. And as Laufenberg said, if that injury is going to knock Romo out of a game, he's not going to make it through the season. And therein lies the problem for the Dallas Cowboys, because I think it's very unlikely that Romo makes it through this season unscathed. And their backup right now is Dak Prescott. And again, a great exhibition season. It's also, and not only did he do it against second and third unit players, he stepped in last night against the Seattle Seahawks starting defense with the Dallas Cowboys starting offense, and he accorded himself quite well. Not as smoothly, of course, as it was in the first two exhibition games, but still quite well. And you can see the potential that's there. And you can see in the not-too-distant future that Dak Prescott could be a very good NFL quarterback and be the heir apparent to Tony Romo. But for 2016, this team would be better served with a veteran backup signal caller to go in the game during the regular season should Romo get hurt than they would be sending the rookie out there, who all of a sudden is going to see looks and things that he hasn't seen. Because come the regular season, NFL coaches start game planning. And Dak Prescott will get exposed. So the bottom line, you have an incredibly brittle quarterback. Just watching him run around out there, it's pretty clear that he's not going to play all 16 games. You have a wide open division with offensive weapons that put you in a position to win the division. But yet you don't take out an insurance policy, for lack of a better word, on your quarterback by bringing in a capable veteran backup when the opportunities were there. Now everybody talks about perhaps doing it now. Now it's too late. The capable veteran backups that would be an upgrade in the short term or in the present over Dak Prescott, they're already gone. And they're somebody else's backup, not yours. So now it's a moot point. If Romo gets hurt, for better or worse, you stick back Dak Prescott in there and see what happens. But I have a funny feeling not getting out there early and shopping for a veteran backup after seeing what happened last season is going to come back and haunt the Dallas Cowboys. That said, if they keep Romo upright, they got a very good chance of winning this division, because when you look at this offense and the weapons that it has, Jason Witten's still playing at a high level, the all-pro and Pro Bowl tight end, one of the very best pass catchers in the game and always a quarterback's best friend down the middle of the field. Dez Bryant, for all he brings to the table as far as distractions and other things, one of the game's very best receivers and truly a leader within that Dallas Cowboys offense. Terrence Williams, a guy we never talk about, a terrific complimentary number two receiver. And then they have other pieces like Cole Beasley and whatnot that round out a very, very capable receiving core for the Dallas Cowboys. When Romo's on the field, he is an upper third signal caller to be sure, especially when the Cowboys trot out there the balanced attack and they can have great success offensively, not only being explosive, but also being dominant. They've got the very best offensive line in football, and they got a stable of running backs led by Ezekiel Elliott. Three of them, to be exact. So they're never going to run out of weapons that are capable of putting up a 1,000-yard type season. They all come with slightly different looks. And the leader of that committee of running backs, the guy who's going to get a lot of the carries and the vast majority of the carries, is Ezekiel Elliott, and he really is special. Now, people, and you're probably saying to yourself, Joe, what are you getting so excited about? Less than one half a play in one exhibition game, and you're excited that this guy's going to be the offensive rookie of the year, and he's going to justify the Cowboys' choice of him at number four overall. Well, here's why. Here's what I saw. 225-pound back. Speed to get the corner. Best offensive line in football. Can run it outside. Can take it up inside. Can run around you. Can run over you. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. And most importantly, at this early stage of the game, as a rookie running back, can stone you in blitz pickup. The guy never has to come off the field. Obviously, with those other two running backs behind him, he will be rested and he will come off the field. But at the same time, he will be the Cowboys' bell cow. So they're going to have an elite-level running back that, because of his ability to pick up the blitz, along with the versatility to his game, otherwise, great vision, great speed, good power, good hands, runs good routes, does everything well. They're going to have an elite running back behind the best offensive line in football, an elite stable of pass catchers, and a signal caller, if they can keep him healthy, that is in the top third of the league. That is a recipe for an explosive and dominant offense that maybe, like they did a couple of years back, can win the battle of time of possession and mitigate some of the issues that defense has, which is a major lack of pass rush, a bunch of guys that are on suspension, and not a lot of talent. I don't know if it's going to be as bad as I forecasted this defense to be, which is one of the very worst in the NFL, but it's certainly going to be a defense in the bottom third of the league. But their offense has the ability to be one of the five best in the league. And it also has the ability with that stable of running backs and that offensive line to grind some clock, maintain some balance, keep that defense off the field, and hide them to some degree. And if that works and that goes well, that's going to put them in a position to succeed in a major way in a wide open NFC East. But Romo has to stay on the field and healthy. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. You can weigh in with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Spano Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to join the fray again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, but keep it to 140 characters or less. Topics on the agenda and on the table right now that you can weigh in on. Any of your takeaways from the Cowboys and Seahawks? Game three of their exhibition season, the dress rehearsal, as it were. Whether it be your thoughts on Tony Romo and can he stand up for the season? Your thoughts on the continued progress of Dak Prescott? Any of your thoughts on Seattle and Russell Wilson looks like a magician And they look ready for the regular season as well. So you can weigh in on all of that. After we get done talking Tony Romo, we'll quickly roll into the other exhibition game from last night, give you some quick takeaways there so you can weigh in on that. And then before we close the hour, we're going to talk the stalemate between Joey Bosa and the San Diego Chargers. So that's also on the table. All fair game at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Again, on Twitter, at JoeSpano56. Just some final thoughts on the Cowboys. The offense ready to shine. It's all contingent on health. And the health is going to start with Tony Romo. Behind that offensive line, he may not get hit a lot. So maybe, just maybe, he could stay healthy. But he is a brittle quarterback. And I think the Cowboys are hard-pressed to keep him standing for 16 games. And ultimately, as a result, will live to regret not having a contingency plan. Dak Prescott looks like he's on his way to developing into a very good quarterback and a potential starter to replace Tony Romo down the road when Tony exits the stage. But again, in a wide-open division that you have a chance to win with an offense that's going to be the key, a veteran signal caller who will know and understand what is unfolding in front of him that can enter the game should Romo go down would have been a very wise thing to do. The Cowboys have steadfastly not done that. And now at this point, with all the effective backup quarterbacks off the market, Dak Prescott's your best answer. Should it come down to that, I'm not confident in 2016 it will work out well for the Cowboys. Beyond 2016, looks like Dak Prescott will work out very well for the Cowboys. That fourth-round pick looks like he's going to turn into a steal. That said, I see very few weaknesses other than the health of Tony Romo on that Cowboys offense. Again, best offensive line in football, bar none. A stable of running backs led by a young, explosive, versatile workhorse who has it all and already knows how to pick up the blitz in Ezekiel Elliott. A stable of pass catchers that can win one-on-one battles, and guys like Dez Bryant and Jason Witten who command double coverage that allow guys like Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley to shine. Sky's the limit offensively. Defensively, well, if they can stay out of the bottom couple of spots in the entire league, their offense may be good enough to carry them to an NFC East crown in what is a very average NFC East. That said, let's move on to the earlier matchup of the two games on the exhibition slate last night that kicked off week three of the preseason. Miami tops Atlanta 17-6. Neither of these, again, it's the exhibition season. Nobody's game planning on either side of the ball. But this is the dress rehearsal. This is the one that's going to be as close to the regular season as you're going to see in the exhibition season. Although in this day and age, so many teams are moving further and further away from this game remotely resembling anything that's going to come to pass in the regular season, that I guess you start taking less and less out of these games. But there are individual things I look for, as you know, in these matchups. And I saw a couple of things that would worry me if I was the head coach of both of these teams in 2016. Because it looks to me like both of them are on the outside looking in as far as a playoff spot. Tannehill looks like he's improving under Adam Gase. He continues to make mistakes at pivotal times. And again, the lack of experience at quarterback in college means that his development's going to take a while longer. Gase does a great job with quarterbacks. He cuts down the mistakes. It's only August. I saw a lot of good things from Tannehill. So maybe, just maybe, Gase can help Tannehill elevate to that next place and stay on that next plateau. That would give the Dolphins a chance to make some noise in 2016 and beyond, because they've got a stable of developing weapons in the passing game. Arian Foster looked pretty good. Jay Ajayi looks okay. I think their running game and their offensive line are still their weaknesses. And they don't have that to take the burden off of Ryan Tannehill. And offensively, as Tannehill goes, so goes the Miami Dolphins. So it's going to be an interesting watch. And I don't know that they'll have the consistency from week to week to ultimately be a playoff team. Defensively, they're pretty good. The Falcons, you look at the talent on that team, and it looks like they should be better than they are. They seem to me to have two pretty darn good running backs. In Julio Jones, they have one of the game's very best receivers. And they brought in some other pieces to complement him. And all of them are an upgrade over the Roddy Whites of the world who could not provide any support for Julio Jones. Defensively, they're trying to make strides. And the defense has a ways to go. It's a mediocre defense, middle of the pack, maybe a little worse than that. But offensively, when you hear about these weapons and you see that it's a team led by Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, you figure, okay, they should be able to put up some points. There's something weird that's going on in Atlanta. The whole of this offense seems to be less than the sum of the parts. And in watching, it looks like it's Matt Ryan again. He continues to throw turnover. He continues to throw interceptions and continues to throw them in the red zone. And he really, really just didn't look good last night. I don't know what's wrong with him, but the arm looks like a wet noodle. Passes are hanging. You know, I mean, understand. He was 12 for 22 for a buck 29 an interception. You know, and this is a guy who was intercepted four times in the red zone last year, and it really hurt the Falcons. If he did a better job in red zone ball security last year, instead of being on the outside looking in on the playoffs, they might have actually made the playoffs because the outcome of some of those games might have been different. That said, you know, one of six when pressured last night throwing the football. There just something seems amiss for Matt Ryan. The arm strength doesn't seem to be there. The deep ball seems to be floating. When he throws it on the edge, it seems to take forever to get there. And this was a quarterback, as I said, dubbed Matty Ice and was considered a real rising quarterback on his way to being one of the greats in the game. With him continuing to take these steps back that he has taken all of last year, and it looks like this year thus far in the preseason, you know, as a quarterback goes, so goes the offense. That'll short-circuit this offense right away, and that'll be one of the things that allows the Carolina Panthers to continue to dominate the NFC South. Unless Matt Ryan could get back to his 2014 and prior form, the Falcons aren't going anywhere. They'll be somewhere in the area of 500, anywhere between 6 and 10 and 9 and 7. They'll be on the outside looking in on the playoff chase. They'll be a fringe contender at best for a division crown, but nothing more. The other pieces are there. Yes, could they use more elite weapons at receiver? Sure they could. But they got a two-headed running back stable that's very, very good. Both of them can catch the ball out of the backfield as well and be factors in the passing game there. The signal caller's got to get it done. And he didn't get it done last year. And this is my first look at him in the exhibition season. It's more than just the numbers. It's more than he wasn't sharp. It's more than the offense didn't do much, only scoring 6 points in total as Miami topped Atlanta 17-6 last night. It was how the throws floated. It was the lack of arm strength and lack of zip. That's an issue for the Falcons. If that carries over to the regular season, I'd be gravely concerned if I was a Falcon fan for two reasons. Number one, it's going to be another non-playoff year for the Falcons. Number two, I would have to go out and find myself a quarterback before the window closes on this offense. So if I'm a Falcons fan, I might start to be real concerned coming off of what I saw last night. For the Dolphins, they're one of many. Let's see what Adam Gase can do for Ryan Tannehill and company. We'll be watching. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so you jump to the front of the line if you dial me up on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We talked about the action on the field last night in the exhibition season. There are going to be a bunch more games played today, and then there'll be a bunch more played on Saturday as we end up getting week three of the NFL exhibition season in the books. And again, as I said, week three, it's the dress rehearsal. Now less than it ever has been, but I guess at times you can still take some things away from these games. Like I said, over the last few years, less than you were ever able to take away before. Game three was the one that represented. It doesn't represent so much anymore, but we talked about some things that I felt you could take away from the Cowboys game and their loss to Seattle last night. And I gave you a couple of quick things that you could take away from Miami's victory over Atlanta. You've got a bunch of games on tap for tonight in exhibition action. New England, Carolina. New England and Bill Belichick started the trend where game three of the exhibition season was no longer a dress rehearsal. I don't know that they show anything. You got Buffalo, Washington, Cleveland, and Tampa Bay, which will be a national broadcast on CBS. That intrigues me a little bit. Watching the continued development of RG3 in Cleveland, watching the development of Jameis Winston. So I think there's some things that you can take away from that game, perhaps. You got Pittsburgh, New Orleans, late one on the NFL Network, Green Bay and San Francisco. Obviously, this is the one where Colin Kaepernick is going to get some game action. So your takeaway there is you take a look and see if there's any strength to his arm and if there's any chance he's going to have success making some of those throws that he'll need to make. Saturday, there's a host of games. And then there's a handful of games even on Sunday, three of them, as we get into week three of the exhibition season. San Diego, Minnesota at one. Looks like a regular Sunday schedule. On Fox, you got Arizona and Houston, and then you got a Sunday night special, Cincinnati and Jacksonville. Well, on the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of this Friday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, as we get ready to tie a bow around hour number one, again, a whole slate of games Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday in week three of the exhibition season. Again, you may see some things, and some are going to have storylines worth looking at. As I said, that late one on Friday, tonight for me, San Francisco, Green Bay, I want to see if Colin Kaepernick's got any arm strength. You then roll to the rest of the weekend action, the Saturday slate. Not a whole lot inspiring me. Maybe Los Angeles, Denver, just because, again, quarterback situations. Jared Goff's progress has been a little slow. And you want to see who wins that battle in Denver between Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I expect it to be Trevor Siemian. And then the Sunday action. The big one for me is the nightcap on NBC. I want to see the continued progress in Jacksonville. I think they have a very, very good chance, and I think they will win that AFC South. I think the growth is forthcoming. But I'd like to see them do something in the dress rehearsal. That said, those are some things to watch in week three of the exhibition season. It continues tonight. Rolls into Saturday, and you got three games on Sunday. Keep you entertained. We're going to step aside now here on Sports Byline, and I'll be back at you in just a few with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump accusing each other of racism.
Hillary Clinton is going to try and accuse this campaign and all of you of being racists, which we're not.
And indeed, hours after Trump says that at a rally in New Hampshire, at a rally in Nevada, Clinton says this of Trump.
A man with a long history of racial discrimination.
Also yesterday, Donald Trump met with minority leaders in New York York City as we hear from Scott Pringle.
Oz Sultan works with the American Muslim community in Harlem, and he says Donald Trump has won his support. And in this meeting, Trump asked a ton of questions on issues facing America, and he's looking for feedback for his agenda.
Not just with Muslim communities, but to engage with Latino communities, to engage with African-American communities.
But protesters outside think this engagement is just Trump pandering for votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Thanks to a ruling in a case brought by Judicial Watch, the State Department has until early next month to release some additional Hillary Clinton emails. Mike Fortier has some details.
The new emails were not among those disclosed during the year-long investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. The emails will be released starting on September 13th.
The head of the company that makes EpiPens is defending drug prices after accusations of price gouging. Mylan CEO Heather Bresch telling CNBC that she's, quote, running a business. Bresch said her company spent hundreds of millions of dollars improving EpiPens after acquiring the allergy treatment device from a German drug maker. The company now offering a savings card to reduce the out-of-pocket cost for patients by about $300, but it's not lowering the list price. The move coming amid growing public outrage after the price of that product zoomed from about $100 to over $600 in less than 10 years. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Authorities near Durant, Mississippi, investigating the murders of two Catholic nuns stabbed to death in their home. The two nuns found dead yesterday by a co-worker who had gone to check on them after they didn't show up to their jobs at a medical clinic. Police say they're treating it as a robbery that escalated to murder, but they're considering all possible motives. So far, no arrests have been made. Brazilian police are charging American Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte for lying about getting robbed during the Rio Olympic Games. A police spokesman saying Lochte should be deposed in the U.S., and a transcript will then be sent to the International Olympic Committee, which can forward it on to Brazilian authorities. Well, at least commuters on New York City's D train last night didn't have to experience what happened the night before. Sharon Reed has details.
People began tweeting out their horror from the train when a woman released a box of crickets and worms that she'd been trying to sell to people Wednesday evening. The worms fell to the train's floor, but the crickets went flying onto everybody. And that's when the woman and many subway commuters began screaming. Someone pulled the emergency brake, stopping the train on the Manhattan Bridge for several long, creepy minutes. The Daily News reports police eventually brought the woman to a Brooklyn hospital for psychiatric observation.
And again, that's Sharon Reed reporting. And today's National Dog Day. The ASPCA says to own a small dog, it costs over $1,300 a year. And to own a big one, it costs over $1,800. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We got a big hour two on tap for you. I'll set the table on the other side before we start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each hour, I want to run down the ways, the many ways, that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And the best place to start is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. Let's not forget about iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you can't, whether they're Android-based, whether they're Windows-based, or whether they're Apple-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility, any of your favorite devices, Android, Windows, Apple, doesn't matter. Or you can go to TuneIn.com. They also have lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And maybe most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We'll set the table for a big hour two, start knocking things down. That's next here on the attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
It's a big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Eventually, we'll get some rejoiners that actually have cuts from movies that were in color as we return to hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to get involved, that number again to chime in, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so won't cost you anything but a little time to hang out with me here on the attack. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56. At Sports Byline USA. And the focus thus far has been the NFL. So feel free to weigh in on any and all the topics we talked about in hour one, whether it be the fragility of Tony Romo, whether Dak Prescott could be the answer if Romo goes down in the regular season, to what's up with the noodle arm of Matty Ice, and a whole lot more at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. But to set the stage for hour two, we're going to talk more NFL, and specifically we're going to start by talking about the contract stalemate between the San Diego Chargers and Joey Bosa. And then from there we'll roll out of the NFL, most likely, and we're going to talk about the latest in Locked Mess, the latest in the Ryan Lochte saga. Have some real strong opinions there. Going to take us home 40 after this hour, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net, will check in with us, and we will preview the upcoming college football seasons of both the Oklahoma Sooners and the Oklahoma State Cowboys, both ranked in the top 25 this year and both projected to be near the very top of the standings in the Big 12 Conference. So we'll talk about the fortunes of both of those teams at 40 after this hour. With Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. But where I want to go right now is the stalemate that continues in the contract negotiations between the San Diego Chargers and Joey Bosa. It's taken to the media. It's taken to social media. It's becoming a real, real messy situation. And the truth of the matter for me is the San Diego Chargers are showing why nobody wants to play for them, and why Eli Manning, at the advice of his father, Archie Manning, pulled an Eli Manning. It seems clear. In a sport now where, in their last collective bargaining agreement, They slotted the salaries. They've standardized the contract language. It's now a sport devoid of draft pick holdouts. It was one of the two things they really wanted to accomplish in the last collective bargaining agreement. See, if you remember the old climate around the NFL, you had unproven players coming out of college making more money than established stars in this sport. That was a problem for the league. So one of the things they wanted to tackle in the last collective bargaining agreement was bringing the rookie salary wage scale in line. And they did that very well. While your first round draft picks are well paid, they're not better compensated than the stars of today. That was number one. Number two, when there was no slotting of salaries, what you saw was a wealth of holdouts amongst these first round picks. And it would take big chunks of training camp to get a great many of these guys in. And sometimes these holdouts would spill even over into parts of the regular season. That was the other thing they wanted to mitigate. They came up with pretty much standardized contract language, salary slotting. All the contracts for draft picks were 4 years in length, except that teams would have a fifth-year option on first-round picks. And it always seems that teams get all their draft picks, including their first-rounders, signed early. They rarely, if ever, miss any of camp. They're there for, you know, a lot of mini-camp stuff and OTAs. These guys are ready to hit the ground running early. So it is a rare situation when you have a holdout like we have right now in San Diego with Joey Bosa. And this is a situation at the heart of the matter that explains why people don't want to go play in San Diego. And why the fans in this city won't vote to spend some of their tax money on a new stadium for the Chargers. Let them move. If you can't get your first round pick, number three overall, into camp in an environment where salaries are slotted, well, then as an organization, I got to be honest with you, you suck. Now, I know there's plenty of blame to go around, but here's the reality. They're fighting over two things. Offset language, and when the signing bonuses are going to be paid. And Bosa's people have even been willing to compromise. So I can't get too upset with Bosa's people. The Bosa camp is willing to accept a contract without offsets. If they don't have to give offset money, if there's no offsets, they're willing to accept a portion of the signing bonus deferring to 2017. If the Chargers want an offset deal, Bosa's camp wants all the signing bonuses to be paid in 2016. This is perfectly reasonable, perfectly normal, and exactly in line with what teams are doing. The Chargers are being pigs. They want a contract with offset language or offsets, and they want to defer signing bonus into 2017. You're being asses. You're being pigs. And this is why Joey Bosa won't sign. Meet him somewhere in the middle. The salary numbers, we all know what those are going to be because they're in a range and that number three spot is slotted. Sign him, get him into camp, get him to work, and maybe he can be a contributor this season. You know, this notion and being so worried about offset language and deferring signing bonuses. Stop being so cheap. Here's the realities. If you believe in your ability to draft, you won't have to worry about offsets because you won't be cutting the number three overall pick. That's number one. Number two, what's the difference if you pay him in 2016 or you pay him some of this in March of 2017? Do you really believe you'll be cutting him before then? My God, if you did that, he'd be the biggest bust in the history of the number three pick. And by the way, it's not a quarterback where the bust proposition is such a, you know, the proposition of success versus failure for a top pick quarterback is such a 50-50 crapshoot. It's a stud two-way defensive end. You can usually project those guys out pretty well, especially when they produced at a high level for a long time at a big program. This is not a guy we're going to be talking about offset money. He's not getting cut. This is a guy who you'd talk about wanting to extend that deal to 5 years because of the relative discount you'd get compared to how well he plays. And you'd be looking at trying to get him happy and trying to get him under team control for a second contract. I can guarantee you this, even if you ever do get him into camp and on your roster and signed, as soon as his contract is up, he is gone like a rocket. He'd never take a second contract from you guys. Ugly negotiations like this, which you have taken public and tried to make yourselves look like the good guys while you made the Bosa camp look like bad guys, and then you're going to play hardball. Players and their camp of representatives and the people around them never forget that. And when it comes time for contract negotiations, they literally say, no matter how much money you throw at us, we won't come back here. This is in many ways why the San Diego Chargers as an organization are the pariahs of the National Football League. More on Joey Bosa, then we'll roll into Ryan Lochte. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
No truth to the rumor that that is the front office of the San Diego Chargers and having internal discussions as it relates to their contract negotiations with Joey Bosa. And that burp brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to get involved. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56. Again, a host of topics on the agenda. Romo, Dak Prescott, Matt Ryan, and Joey Bosa. And that's what we're going to talk about right now as this situation continues to spiral out of control. Again, you know, oftentimes in this, and I'm not one of these guys who always leans for player or for ownership. I kind of take things as a case-by-case basis. The realities of this situation for me, the contracts in the NFL were slotted and standardized for draft picks for just this sort of reason. It was to avoid these situations, as these holdouts were commonplace in the norm before the most recent collective bargaining agreement. They're now the exception. And the cheapness and frugality and heavy-handedness of the San Diego Chargers has caused this holdout. Now, I understand the realities are the Chargers probably hold all the cards, because unless Bosa's willing to sit out the year and re-enter the NFL draft and cost himself a few million dollars, he's going to eventually have to come to the Chargers. But here's the realities. Here's what it could cost the Chargers if Bosa is actually willing to do that. A number three pick who you lose. That's right. You will have drafted number three in the most recent NFL draft, and you'd have nothing to show for it. That's one thing you'd lose. Another thing you'd lose would become a very unattractive spot and destination for free agents based on how you treat your people. Players won't want to go there. If they have a choice, they'll go somewhere else. Draft picks, you're going to see more and more. After something like this goes down, you're going to see more and more guys do an Eli Manning to the Chargers, where they say, don't even bother to draft me. I won't sign with you. So the Chargers, by being this heavy-handed and being so greedy where they won't compromise at all despite their PR campaign where they try and indicate that they are in a position where they could do potentially irreversible damage to the franchise going forward. Even if they get Bosa back in camp, don't be surprised if there are a lot of years where a lot of teams basically say to them, we're doing an Eli Manning to you. We want no part of your organization. We see how you treat your people. Don't be shocked if a lot of free agents choose not to go there. And these type of things could have terrible negative effects on the field going forward. And again, when I look at this, contracts are slotted. So there's very little wiggle room as far as the negotiations. The money's going to be right about here. So they've settled on the dollar amount. Really what we're fighting for is, you know, do you pay me my bonus in December or do you pay me my bonus in March? And offset language. And the Chargers want everything their way. They want to defer payments on bonuses and they want an offset clause put in the contract. Bosa's camp's like, hey, listen, if you take out the offset clauses and we can double dip, defer our bonus. If not, keep the offset clause in and we can't double dip, pay us our bonus money up front. It's fair and reasonable. And I don't know that Joey Bosa's going to have the stones to sit out the entire season and re-enter the draft, but if he does, it serves the San Diego Chargers right. You know, they're being pigs, and their behavior as an organization, to me, is an embarrassment. The last collective bargaining agreement specifically created the contract slotting methodology for these draft picks to avoid these messes. And it's been a great success, with the exception of the San Diego Chargers right now. So, by the way, Charger fans, when that bill comes up to vote on, should we give some of our tax money to a new stadium? Say hell no. Let them move. The franchise is a joke and they should be ashamed of themselves. If I was a Charger fan in this situation, and I'm always amazed when I read online and I read polls that a lot of them are actually supporting the Chargers in this mess, don't. They're being pigs. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And it's going to reflect in their on-field product. I hope Joey Bosa stands strong. And I hope he enters back in the draft. And I hope somebody else drafts him just as high and gives him money. And I hope the Chargers are left holding the bag because they're a franchise that should be ashamed of themselves for being so cheap and so short-sighted when you were one of the 32 teams in this league that fought for a collective bargaining agreement to avoid just this problem. That's my take on it. You feel differently. Weigh in 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you agree with me, you can also weigh in at that same number, 1-800-878-7529, or on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Final thing I want to get to in this segment before we move it on to Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net is Ryan Lochte. It now appears he's going to be charged by Brazilian police with filing a false robbery report. Max penalty for such an infraction, if he were to be convicted, 18 months in prison. Here's the part of this I still don't understand. Again, we've talked a ton about Lochte. He's gone from pariah to somewhat sympathetic figure. For me, he was somewhere in between all along. Here's the big realities of this situation, and this smells like classic shakedown by the Brazilian government, and it's probably not going to work. Here's the part I still don't get. He never filed a report with the police. Here's what happened. The situation unfolded. He went back to the Olympic Village. He texted or called his mother, who was down in Rio, gave her the first exaggerated report of what happened, went to bed most likely. His mother was hobbling along, got on a bus that carried fans and spectators and media to the various hotels and to the main, media center. The Australian media members were kind enough to help her on the bus as she was hobbling along. She told them the story, not knowing who they were, and then they put it out there for public dissemination. And then everything blew up from there. So while I understand it's in bad taste and the blowback that Ryan Lochte has received is justified, I don't see what he did that was criminal beyond vandalizing a poster. He did not file a police report in Brazil, from what I can tell and from what I've read. So how can he be charged with filing a false robbery report when he never went to the police department in an effort to file a police report? That's the part I don't understand. I understand why, once everything went down and it became an international incident, I understand the vitriol with which you and the aggressiveness with which you investigated the validity of Lochte's claims. And I understand how you handle things with Jimmy Fagan and the other two swimmers on the airplane. I get all of that. You want them to be able to wipe the egg off your face. But now that Lochte and everybody else are back in the good old US of A, this idea that let's charge him with filing a false police report. And if the United States doesn't extradite him down here to face criminal prosecution, we'll try him in absentia and we'll sentence him to 18 months in jail. Well, guess what's going to happen? Here's number one. The United States is not going to extradite him to Brazil, especially with Brazil's record in not extraditing their nationals to other countries. They provide protections for their own. They say, don't leave here. We won't extradite you anywhere. It's always been their way. It's still their way. So the United States is not going to extradite Ryan Lochte to Brazil to face charges. That's number one. Number two, well, you know, the Brazilian authorities are forwarding the indictment to the International Olympic Committee. Well, there'll be some sort of suspension, but I don't think it's going to be anything too serious. There'll be a slap on the wrist, and I don't think it puts his chances for Tokyo in 2020 in any jeopardy. He'll be an old swimmer by that time, and I don't know that he'll be able to qualify, but I don't think it puts any of that in jeopardy. And I guess at the end of the day, when we're all said and done, what it all boils down to is this is an opportunity for the government, Brazil, to try and blackmail and try and get some money out of Ryan Lochte for a baseless charge. That's the reality. Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net, joins us next. We'll preview Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's upcoming football seasons. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Now out to our phones, where we bring in an old friend from OklahomaSports.net. He's Joey McWilliams, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack in an effort to help us preview a couple of real good Big 12 teams from the state of Oklahoma for this upcoming football season. Joey, welcome back to the Attack. It's always great to talk to you this morning.
Well, I'm always glad to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me on again this morning. And yeah, a couple of good teams in Oklahoma this season.
You're absolutely right about that. It's going to be a strong Big 12. Don't know that it'll be quite as strong as last year as some programs graduated some key pieces. Then you have Baylor and their unique set of problems. But that said, let's start with the Oklahoma Sooners. 14 returning starters, tough schedule. But the realities are they could actually be better than they were last year.
Well, that very much is the case, and I think everything just begins around Baker Mayfield, and his key this year is that he has some consistency in the program. With Lincoln Riley, they've already tweaked a few things coming in to the 2016 season, and he said, look, we're focusing on the details. We want to do this week in, week out, the little things, take care of business. And with him at the helm and his maturity, which just seems to increase almost weekly, I think that's a big part of what's going on. Obviously, you talk about the backfield and what's there with P. Ryan and Mixon, and say what you want to about that backfield. Bob Stoops has made his statement about that in his coaching tenure in college, he hasn't had a stronger duo, a stronger 1-2 combination. And honestly, I think you can sometimes even flip the 1 and 2. People talk about thunder and lightning. It could be both lightning or both thunder. But yeah, that offense, it's gonna get the national news and make the headlines. But that's where it starts for Oklahoma.
Well, could they be better than last year's group and their record not indicate it because of the murderous early schedule in particular? I mean, let's take a look. They open up the season on Labor Day weekend at Houston. That's a Houston team that returns most of their core, including their quarterback, Greg Ward Jr. Game 3 after a directional Louisiana matchup. They host Ohio State, and then after that, they get a bye week, and they head out to Fort Worth to take on TCU, and then they got Red River. So when you look at those first five, games, four of them are murderous, and the other one's directional Louisiana. How do they overcome that to get off to the kind of start they need to be contenders for a national title?
Well, I talked about the fact that it begins with Mayfield and what's going on in the backfield. How they're going to overcome that really is what's going to happen on defense. How are they going to be able to handle mobile quarterbacks? That's been really a factor for Oklahoma in recent years. How have they been able to handle mobile quarterbacks? And we saw against Clemson the last time that you saw the Sooners on the field, they didn't handle them quite as well as Deshaun Watson was just able to get around and go wherever he wanted to go. Just when you think it's a three and out or the defense is going to be able to get off the field, Watson comes up with something miraculous and kept Clemson out on the field. Now, also, I mean, realizing this, I say that, OU didn't carry the ball as well as they should have against Clemson. And so those two things factor in. How are they going to handle Ward? You're right. You bring him back, him playing in front of a partisan crowd there in Houston on the opening weekend of the season. How are they going to contain him? That's the big deal. Can they get their linebackers in? Linebackers is going to look a little bit different out there, but Bob Stoops has said this group may be even more athletic than what he's had before. And so how are they going to do that? How are they going to take care of Ohio State? My goodness, TCU, Patterson's finally gone ahead and named Kenny Hill the starting quarterback. He's another one that falls into that mobile quarterback category. So you mentioned the murderous schedule there to open the season. That really is one of the common factors there, and I think that's the key for OU to be able to come out of that on top. I think it's a valid point, definitely. They could be better, could have a worse record, and the fans around here would not like that at all.
and understandably so, after under Bob Stoops having several years where I think they underwhelmed as it relates to results compared to expectations, Bob Stoops got them into the playoffs. And I thought going into that playoff run that they were the best team in America, and I expected them to come out on top when it was all said and done. So I was a little disappointed when they fell to Clemson the way they did. That said, I look at this year's group, and if there's one weakness I see, you know, anytime you got 14 starters returning, you got a Heisman Trophy candidate, a quarterback returning, you talked about the great backfield and everything else. If there's one problem area I see, and I think it may lead to them giving up a lot of yards on the ground and having issues with those aforementioned mobile quarterbacks, it's restocking that linebacker core. I think that's the only real weakness I see is the linebacker core. Dive into that linebacker core a little bit. And if I'm off, and let me know if I'm right or off base on it being the weakness of the team and how they plan to address that.
Well, I, you know what? I think that there's a lot to be said about that, and you're right. That could be a weakness. You know, you're not getting a striker back, and you're not going to have some of the quickness there on the outside, but you're going to get some more strength. I think you look at one in particular. You look at Okoronkwo. There as he's going to try to fill a spot there in the middle. Strong. He's been biding his time under some of those folks that have come through before him, like your striker and more. He's going to be able to step in there, and I think that his teammates also have confirmed his leadership is going to be big. You also get Tay Evans coming in as a redshirt sophomore. His brother Jordan, one of those that's seen some time on the line. Tay Evans may be able to step in there and make an impact as well. But weakness there, having been said, maybe so, but I think they make up for it in some other areas. And you'll have some strong folks coming in because they'll send those corners in as well. Jordan Thomas, who was big last year for Oklahoma, he's back. Dakota Austin making some noise on the corner as well. They may be able to offset maybe a weakness there in the middle, sending them in and taking care around the outside.
But before we move on to the Cowboys, Oklahoma State, I want to stay with the Sooners here, and I want to circle back to their opening matchup against the Houston Cougars. How do you see that game shaking out? Do you think Oklahoma is able to go down to Houston and win this game? You talked about what they need to do, but ultimately, when it's all said and done, and the final gun sounds on that game, how do you see it all shaking out? Do you see Oklahoma being able to prevail and clearing the first hurdle in the murderous first half of their season? Or do you see them coming up short against a veteran-laden Houston Cougars group led by Greg Ward and Todd Herman?
Well, I live in the state of Oklahoma, Joe, so I can't say that OU's going to lose that game. I can't.
True,
get back.
They won't allow it.
No, it's not allowed. No, I really do think that they can win the game, but it's going to be a tough one. And I think the biggest key is ball control. You come back twice then in bowl games and twice against the same Clemson team to Oklahoma was not able to run the ball well, control the ball well, closing out the season. I think that's the key over the summer. How do you control the ball? Obviously, what Mayfield can do there and look around, he's got some good receivers coming back too, even with Shepard gone. You know, you have Westbrook coming back. You have a strong Mark Andrews there as a receiver, but I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Perine and Mixon and Moore and just keep the ball on the ground, see if they can establish something right up the middle, and then control the ball throughout the game. That, I think, is key for Oklahoma coming away with a W and not letting that fan base down there in Houston and a huge stadium get to be a part of it and in essence, be a factor.
Those are the dulcet tones of Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's swing to the Cowboys. The Oklahoma State Cowboys, they return 10 on offense, 8 on defense. It's an offense that's very dynamic, throwing the football. They were not great running the football last year. On defense, they weren't great stopping the run or the pass. But you bring back almost everybody. You have a far easier schedule outside of your Big 12 foes than Oklahoma does. Talk a little bit about the expected fortunes of these Cowboys who return almost everybody under Mike Gundy this season.
Under the radar. That's what I would say about Oklahoma State. I mean, I know they come in ranked 21st there in the AP poll, of course, OU at number 3, and which, by the way, OU seems to thrive on a lower preseason ranking than a higher one. But OSU coming in there, having Rudolph back, he just wasn't himself at the end of the season. As OSU had the fantastic start with the 10 wins and then losing those last three games. But Rudolph just wasn't himself. You talked about the running game, though, and I think that could be a big factor in what's going on. The depth chart doesn't just say two backs. It actually has four backs listed. Now, you talk about your first two. It looks like the Oklahoma State's going to start Chris Carson, a senior who was able to lead the team in rushing last year. But that was something that was a hindrance to the Cowboys throughout the season. The running game just wasn't there. Now, of course, the big highlight for the summer and the offseason is the fact that Barry J. Sanders, the son of Barry Sanders, the legend in Stillwater, is going to be a part of that backfield for one season. He's got a one-year mission to come in and make a difference transferring in from Stanford. He's actually third on the depth chart. Don't be fooled by that he can see some time. He'll be able to come in. They may be able to use freshman Justice Hill from Tulsa, a redshirt freshman, to come in and see some time as well. And that's something Coach Gundy has said, that the depth in running back is more than just two or three. Now it's three or four, and they may be able to move the ball better there as well. One of the big things, though, is the loss of Marcel Aikman, wide receiver, strong receiver, built like a Dez Bryant, 6'4", 215, and he had a foot injury over the summer, even in a non-contact drill. He won't be back until October, and for Cowboys fans, you know, you just hope that this is a team that's still in the hunt for a Big 12 title by the time Aikman gets back. I have been a James Washington fan for a number of years, a junior coming in. He had some big games last year at receiver, and I think that he'll be key, and as well as Juwan Fields is probably going to be highlighted a little bit more. But Mason Rudolph being back, being stronger this year, definitely the man, and his maturity as a junior now will be key for this Cowboys team.
You know, you talked about the running game, and you listed a stable of running backs. I thought the offensive line was a big problem for them last year, but they're a year older, a year wiser, all of them return. Do you expect them to be better, and will that net some dividends, number one, on the offense? And number two, you talked about Mason Rudolph being the man. He was the man, really, once he took over that job, but they used to spot in J.W. Walsh. J.W. Walsh has moved on as far as being a player. Is there anybody that's going to be spotted in and take on that J.W. Walsh role, or is it all Mason Rudolph all the time offensively?
Okay, well, let me take them in the order you gave them. Number one, the offensive line, you're right. It's big having a veteran offensive line coming back, Lundblade at center coming back and having some maturity there of what they didn't have before, and that was a big deal. You can't run if you don't have the line there to protect, and it was a point of frustration, I know, to watch the Cowboys play, knowing that the running backs were not going to be able to get through there. The holes weren't opening up for them as well. Even what Carson and Childs could do, they didn't have their same opportunities. So, yes, that is a big thing. Second, with Rudolph, one of the things that Coach Gundy had said in the offseason is there isn't anyone to take that Walsh place coming in through the summer. Now, there may be, and if that happens, and if someone does come in and they're able to find someone to fill that gap, he will find schemes to be able to utilize players well in that position. The quarterback depth chart looks like Taylor Cornelius, a redshirt sophomore, is backing up Rudolph. But that doesn't mean that the same packages are going to be run. So, I mean, it's going to be a different look. It's going to be more of a Rudolph, all Rudolph, all the time until further notice.
One more before we let you go, Joey. The Cowboys, we talked about the Sooners, and it's a hellacious schedule. The Cowboys kind of ease into their schedule. Their non-conference schedule, directional Louisiana, Central Michigan, Pittsburgh. I expect them to run the table in those matchups. How do you see this season shaking out for the Cowboys? You talked about them being under the radar because they returned so many off a very good year. Do you think the easy schedule allows them to be in prime position to be a national title contender, or do you think they stumble somewhere early and then struggle in the Big 12 this year? Give me a breakdown of what you expect the season to shake out like for the Cowboys.
Well, you're going to have a Texas team that is going to come into Stillwater upset because they didn't feel like they should lose. Excuse me, should have lost that game last year. And there were two or three games that the Cowboys played in which it came down to the wire, and it just seemed like things just broke in their favor. To get that kind of fortune to work for back-to-back seasons and be as undefeated as long as they were last year, I do expect to stumble along the way. I think there are some challenges, but you're right, the schedule plays out for them really, really well. They have to go to Baylor, But the next road game isn't until going to Kansas on October 22nd. That's just the second road game of the season, and it's at Kansas. Now, they don't play the tough teams until later on. So you're right. Coming into November, I think they could be strong. Undefeated, it would take some work to be undefeated going into November. And then at that point, Joe, at Kansas State, Texas Tech, at TCU, and at Oklahoma. It was better last season on the back end of the schedule. It is amazingly challenging this season. And to be a national title contender, they're going to have a few breaks. I don't know if they used up all their breaks last season or not. Hope they have a few more in the pocket.
Joey, thanks so much for a few. Really got to bounce. Your insight on both of these programs was terrific, and we'll continue to visit with you as the Oklahoma and Oklahoma State football seasons unveil in front of us. Thanks so much for a few. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Joe, for having me. Always enjoy being on with you guys.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net. You want to talk anything Oklahoma sports, that's the place to go. He's got all the 411 on that. I guess we'll take you right out to the top of the hour here on the attack. So let me run down all the thanks. I want to thank Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net for joining us and giving us great insight and a great season preview of the Oklahoma and Oklahoma State football teams. I think it's going to be a very interesting season in the Big 12. I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Till Monday, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.